I got to thinking this morning, you know, there's one thing that all of us have in common, and that's that we came into this world through a mother. There's none of us that didn't. And even test tube babies started with a mother, okay? So there's no way around that. We all have a mother. And the text that we're going to start with today, among other things, instructs believers to honor their mother. And many forces in our world today are driving people away from honoring mothers and respecting mothers. In fact, there's forces in the world that are causing people to dishonor mothers in many ways. And there's a lot of disrespect of moms today. You know, if you see a mother once upon a time that had 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 children, that was a blessed woman. And now if you see a mother that has more than 2, she's disrespected. And that's the truth of our society, and it's a sad fact. It's a sad reality. And so giving people that hope to recognize that God hasn't changed and that we all have the ability to respect mothers and, in fact, are commanded to do so, I think is important. I think it's important that we all recognize that. I hope to equip everybody who hears this message to resist the devil and overcome the temptation to disrespect or dishonor mothers. We know that Jesus expressed his authority over Satan, and he expressed his authority over temptation by saying the words, "It is written," to use the authority of Scripture to shut the devil, shut him down. He just walked right over the devil, and he gives us authority to do the same thing. Believers can overcome temptation by following Christ's example. And that's what this whole series of messages has been about. Each one of us can use Scripture to respond to temptation and resist that temptation. The authority of God's Word is conveyed by saying those words, "It is written," or "It's written." It's written, and then you quote the Scripture. It's written, "Honor your mother." That's written. And so if ever there's a temptation to dishonor mothers, or your own mother for that matter, then you need to recognize and understand that God's Word commands us. It's not just a suggestion. It's a command that we honor our mother. The authority of God's Word is above and beyond anything except God Himself. And no matter what the temptation is, following the example that's provided by Christ empowers us to resist temptation. Today we honor all mothers, whether they're living or not. Mother's Day is a time of great joy for some, but as I had mentioned to the children, sometimes it's a bit of sorrow for others. Some mothers aren't respectful themselves and they're not honoring. And the sad truth of that is it's driven a lot of people into thinking that moms aren't to be respected. Some moms have gone on to glory and we miss them. My mom happens to be one of them. A number of people have bad memories of their mother, and that's a sad fact. Others have wanted to be a mother and weren't able to, and that's a sad fact. And there's some who've aborted children, and they might feel the pain of having killed their babies and never getting to experience their love. Another sad fact. Others have children who have little or nothing to do with them, and it's a sad thing. I know that it really hurts the mom whenever she doesn't get communication with her children. It's really important, folks, that we stay in communication with our parents. We can't change anything when they're gone, but when they're here, let's show them the respect. "Hey, Mom, how are you doing?" And that's more or less what the message is about today. How can we honor our mother, whether she's living or not? There's some that are reminded of the pain of childbirth, and others remember how their children disrespect them. And I don't want this to be a downer message, folks. It gets brighter, but I had to get through the rough stuff first, okay? Because we can't ignore that. I remember we had a lady in the church that didn't have children. And when Mother's Day came around, she was almost offended that we would celebrate Mother's Day because she didn't have any children. And she'd say, "Well, I'm not a mother." We'd try to give her a little flower or something, and she would reject it. And she just had such bitterness because she wasn't a mother. And that's a sad reality. So we have to get through those things, okay? I'm reminded of so many different things, and that's just one of them. Anyway, no matter what our experience has been, we can honor mothers in many ways. And I'm going to bring some of those ways out in the message today. We're going to explore 4 things about Mother's Day. First, Almighty God commands us to honor or respect our mothers. And secondly, Mother's Day has an interesting history in this country. It goes into the Civil War. And the third thing we'll learn is that we can honor our mother while she's still alive. There's lots of ways we can do that. And we can honor our mother if she's passed on. And I want you to open up your Bibles to the 19th chapter of Leviticus. It's not a typical Mother's Day passage, but I think you'll see whenever we read it that it is relevant. Leviticus chapter 19, and we're going to go to verse 1 and read through verse 4. I'm sorry I didn't pull up the page number. Please forgive me. Leviticus 19 and verse 1 and reading through verse 14. And I didn't pull that up. What is it? Page 82 in the Pew Bible. Leviticus chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. And this is what is written there. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for the Lord your God, I, the Lord your God, am holy.'" Now, let's pause there for a moment. Speak to all the congregation. This isn't just for some people. And he says, of the children of Israel. And remember, we're all grafted into Israel. So it speaks to us also, through time, of course. "Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols, nor make for yourselves molded gods. I am the Lord your God." Why would honoring your mother and father and keeping the Sabbath be put together with not turning to idols? Some people turn their parents into idols. We have to be careful against that. Praise God. Ask that He would add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His Word. Scripture teaches us over and over, repeatedly, tells us to honor our mother. Honor our mother. And Mother's Day is a way that the whole country, all at one time, can honor mothers. We can do exactly that. Mother's Day has an interesting history, beginning with the Civil War. A mother who loved her sons greatly. And they went off into the Civil War, and she organized a special day for mothers whose sons were fighting in the war. Her name was Anna Jarvis. By the war's end, do you know there were an estimated 620,000 soldiers who had died from combat, accident, starvation, and disease? And do you know that that's more than the population, the total population of Butler County, Armstrong County, Clarion County, Venango County, Mercer County, and Lawrence counties combined? 620,000 died in this war between the states. That's three times Butler County's population. It's more than three times Butler County's population. At the last census, we had a little over 180,000 people. She organized this day as a day of prayer. And it was a day for peace and a day for bringing comfort to those who were hurting over their sons being in the war. After declaring that day, meetings were held, prayers were offered for mothers and their children. And later during the war, the woman who wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic organized a Mother's Day meeting in her hometown of Boston. Her name was Julia Ward Howe. And Mother's Day celebrations continued until 1907 when Anna Jarvis, who was the daughter of Anna Reeves Jarvis, she suggested a national observance. So for about 40, nearly 50 years, people were celebrating Mother's Day. And then she said, maybe we ought to make this a national holiday. And so she proposed a day each year to honor all mothers. And within the next few years, the idea gained popularity, and Mother's Day was observed in many large cities in the United States of America. And then, on May 9th, 1914, by an act of Congress, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. So it's been nearly a little over 100 years, I guess it is. Now that I think about it, it's a little over 100 years. He established the day as a time for public expression of our love and reverence for the mothers of our country. And it has been so. Not only here in the United States of America, but in many other countries as well. And you know, I developed this message out of the notes from the first Mother's Day message that I delivered in this building 10 years ago, 2008. And I thought as I was preparing the message, I remembered some of the mothers in our congregation. And I'll tell you, Wendy, Judy, Julie, my own wife, Kathy. And as some of you came to mind, God brought an emotion over me. Because I thought these are dear people who have brought their children into this world. And they live not only for themselves, but also for their children. Now, am I wrong in that? I don't think I am. In the ones that I know and I think of, you do. You live not only for yourselves, but for your children. And I know some of us weren't either able, some women weren't able to have children. Some chose not to have children. And I've heard all the things of why people don't have children. I have family members who haven't had children. I've had friends who haven't had children and don't want them. And they tell me the reasons why, and I fully understand those reasons. I embraced all of the children that God brought us. Chris was told that she would never have children until we met. That changed. I can't tell you. God healed her. That's all I can tell you. Because now we have three on the earth and one with the Lord because of the problem that she had progressed through the births, and unfortunately we lost our last child. And so sometimes when you think of Mother's Day, it can kind of make you sad too. But here we have a day that actually ties in with Scripture. It's a holiday in our country. Scripture teaches us to honor our mom, but not to idolize her. It's written in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, honor your father and your mother. This is the first place that we find it in Scripture. Honor, it means to revere, it means to respect. And it says that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. And there's a promise in that. Because honoring your mother and your father brings a blessing to you. There's two Hebrew words that are behind that word honor in that passage of Scripture. And the command is specifically, you honor your mother. You honor your father. You. And that's the part that doesn't show up in the English. It just says honor. What God's saying is each of us have a responsibility to respect our parents. The last reference that we find in Scripture to honor your father and mother is in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. And this is the first commandment with a promise, it says, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And so it says, if you disrespect your parents, that you, your life, could be cut short. And that should give us a pause to think for a moment. And I've seen a lot of children who were disrespectful to their parents. And they didn't know any better. They hadn't been raised in a respectful atmosphere. They didn't learn how to respect their parents. Unfortunately, many of them ended up in prison or dead. They lived wrong. They lived their lives wrong. This is such an important aspect of our lives as followers of Christ in respecting our parents. I think of some of the men here. I won't name you guys, the ones that I know that have respect for your parents. I'm not going to call you out. I just want to say I know that you are respectful to your parents. I know that because I've interacted with you enough to know it. And I know that that's something that's important to you too. Jesus referred to this commandment at least in two of his teachings. He reminded the rich young ruler of this commandment, and that's found written in Matthew chapter 19, Mark chapter 10, and Luke chapter 18. And also it's written in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 4 that Jesus said, "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and Then he also added another portion of scripture where he said, he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. That's found in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, and Exodus chapter 21 in verse 17. That's what he was quoting. He did this to criticize the Pharisees and scribes' practice of not supporting their parents. Because they didn't want to support their parents. So they'd say, oh no, what I would give to you, mom, or what I would give to you, dad, I've got to give to the church. And it wasn't called the church then, it was called the synagogue. And what they would do is they'd get out of taking care of their parents. Which Jesus absolutely condemned. Honoring our mothers is an important part of following Christ. It's written in Colossians chapter 3, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. It's well-pleasing that we honor our parents. In Proverbs chapter 6, it's written, my son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. In other words, what your mother tells you to do, do it. Unless, of course, you have a mother that tells you to do something that's wrong, in which case then you are authorized not to. Listen to your father who begot you, it's written in Proverbs 23, and do not despise your mother when she is old. In other words, take care of your mom. Don't run all kind of trouble up into her house. Take care of her. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, we find in 1 Timothy chapter 5, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God. Let them repay their parents. A parent takes care of a child. Dishonoring a mother has consequences too, according to Scripture. Whoever curses father or mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. In other words, you're not going to be able to see. Your vision, your ability to visualize and recognize and know things is going to be wiped clean. You're going to be walking in darkness. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, it says in Proverbs 30, verse 17, the ravens of the valley will pick it out and the young eagles will eat it. These are pretty strong words. You dishonor mom and God says you're not going to see. You're going to lose your ability to comprehend things. You're going to walk in darkness yourself. And then in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 8, we hear, but if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Honor your mother. It's so clear in Scripture. There is no doubt in my mind whatsoever that there is no occasion where God says it's okay not to honor our mother. To honor. What does that mean? It means to hold them in high regard and respect no matter what. It's to treat with reverence. It's to treat with deference. In other words, you defer to them. Okay, mom, you know, I don't see it that way, but I'll defer to what you're saying. And that's sometimes hard. It's also submission. It's hard for us as adults to submit to somebody else, but we are to be in submission to our parents. And honoring is also to obey and perform duties that are related to reverence. Taking care of them. Making sure that their needs are met. If our mom's alive, we can lift her before the Lord in prayer. And by faith, we can picture her in sound mind and body. We can envision our mom in sound mind and body. When mom gives advice or insights, we can say thank you and consider what she tells us instead of just passing it off. Those of us who are married can thank our spouse's mother for bringing them into the world. Yeah, I'm happy. My wife's parents brought her into the world. Without them, she wouldn't be here. And God only knows where I'd be. Seriously, folks. Adults whose mothers are still with us can pick up the telephone and talk to them regularly and visit them. And I know some of you well enough to know that you do. Whenever I'd visit My mother, whenever I'd get to leaving, she'd insist that I call her when I got home to let her know that I made it safely. Might have been 3 miles away. Call me when you get home. Okay, Mom. I will. I've put hundreds of thousands of miles on. I know that's not a lot to somebody who drives a truck. There's a couple of truck drivers here. But I would always call her. Hey, Mom, made it home safe. And on those rare occasions when I'd forget, don't you know she'd call me? Why didn't you call me? I don't know, Mom. Slipped my mind. She was something. She was something. I miss her. Adults could also prepare a meal. Make a meal for Mom. Go visit her and say, Mom, I'm going to cook you something. What would you like? I remember one time Chris and I did that for my parents. I said, what would you like? My mom said she'd like haddock. And I said, okay, great. I'll get on a strip district. I'll get some haddock. And my dad said, well, I want orange roughy. Okay. So they get two different kinds of fish, prepare two different, you know, it's not easy to make fish so that it's right. You can't mix the fish. Anyway, not complaining, just explaining. We could take Mom out shopping or to appointments. I did a lot of that throughout my life from the time I started driving. At 16, I was taking my mother to doctor appointments. We could take her mom out to dinner. What's her favorite place to eat? If our mom's still alive, we can spend time with her, and instead of spending all the money that comes into our lives on us, spend a little on her. We can give her a gift card to whatever place she'd like to have a gift card to, and let her spend it as she'd like. Don't get her something. You know, Mom, I got you here. I got you a Walmart gift card. It's $100. Go do what you want with it. You know, there's an idea for honoring your mom, showing respect. Here's an idea. We can give Mom flowers. Or we can take her for a stroll or a roll if she uses a chair through a flower garden or a nursery. Oh, that's delicious. When you smell the flowers, you see, you're bathed in the colors. Oh, my. The colors and the shapes and the smells and that beauty can be intoxicating in the spirit. It's a beautiful way to say, Mom, I respect you. I honor you. I love you. And envelop her in that beauty. Or we can plant some flowers outside of the window that she most often looks out of. Put a little flower garden out there. And then don't just plant the flowers. Tend to them. Water them. Fertilize them. Weed the little garden that you planted. Don't just leave something for it to turn into a mess and then Mom has to take care of it. Be there for her. We can tell others the good that our mom's done for us, and instead of recalling the things that displeased us, because it's so easy for us to remember the bad stuff. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind sometimes is the bad stuff. But let's remember the good stuff, and let's share that good stuff with other people. You know, my mom would pray for me all the time. She was a praying woman. She saved my life on more than one occasion by prayer. I was in a car wreck in 1977, broke my back. Car caught on fire. And a bunch of other cars caught on fire from the fire that was running down the street from the gas tank that we ripped out of the other car that we hit. My mother, in her prayers, without even knowing, she didn't know I was in that wreck at that time, but she'd been praying for me, saved my life. I was hit by a car. Hit. 35 miles an hour. It's only by God's grace that I'm here, and I believe my mother's prayers. If your mom's alive, pray for her. We can honor our mother by doing her laundry. Well, some moms won't let you. Or do the dishes. You know? These are just things. They're just ideas. I mean, I when I was putting this message together, I was racking my brain for how can we honor our mothers in ways that maybe aren't conventional. Okay, everybody can think, well, you know, we can get flowers, we get candy or whatever. But remember to share the love. Your mom bore you into the world in great pain. whether it was traditional or by C-section, she experienced pain. And she felt every scraped knee. Every time you came to her with a bee sting, or when you got sick, fever raging, and all you could do was cry, Mom was there. Who cleaned your bottom and cleaned up your messes when you were young? Mom. Yeah. Mom. You know, adults, we can pay a bill for Mom. Hey, Mom, I'm going to pay your... Just pick something. We can let her live with us instead of forcing her into a nursing home when she can't live alone. Now, some moms want to have professional care. My mom was one of them. She did not want to come. We offered for her to come live with us. She said no. She wanted to be with professionals who could take care of her. And that's where she went, because that's where she wanted to be. But let's not force her against her will to live with strangers in a nursing home. Let's figure it out, folks. So much of our society has become divided. You know, God, when God designed the family, it was to be a unit together. We didn't shove the widows off into strangers' hands. We took care of them. That's what God's Word teaches. Take care of the widows. Take care of the orphans. Did your mom stay up with you when you were sick? Or how about when you were having bad dreams? Was Mom there for you? You better believe it. Honor her by being there for her. We can also honor Mom by letting her live however she wants, even if it doesn't match the way that we think she should live, by whatever standard she wants to live. Some people, they like to collect things. Now the word is hoarding. Let them. What's it hurt? Keep a path clear. If it gets that bad, just make sure there were paths so they could get to room to room and could get out safely if something happened. We can love mothers and we can let them know that we love them in many ways. And sometimes just saying the words, I love you, Mom. Sometimes that can have more of an impact than anything else you could do. Sometimes moms just crave hearing it. They just want to hear their children say, I love you, Mom. Thanks for bringing me into the world. Thanks for being there for me. And some moms, as I said earlier, some moms aren't there. They find themselves way out, somewhere else. And sometimes it's tough for kids to get past that. And I know that. My mother was sick a lot. And in many ways, she wasn't able to be there for us. But I still honored her to the day that she died. Honoring your mother might be as simple as listening to her when she tells you the same story over and over every time you see her. Sometimes you just have to listen. You know, because listening's become a lost art. We don't want to listen to our parents. We don't want to listen to anybody anymore. We want to be heard. And as a preacher, I can tell you one of the most important things that any of us can do is listen to people. When I visit people in the hospital, I will sit silent and just listen. Just hear what they have to say. And sometimes when somebody tells you the same thing over and over, what you can hear is, that was a really troubling situation. Or it was a very joyful one, and it stuck with them. Sometimes they just rehearse the same memories over and over every time you listen. And that's okay. Sometimes listening can be the most honoring thing that we can do, because so few people will listen anymore. But what if our mom's gone on to be with the Lord? How can we honor her then? I mean, obviously, we can't have a conversation. We can't call her up. We can't take her flowers. We can't take her candy. We can't take her to a meal or make a meal for her. Any of the things that we could do for a mom that's alive, we can't do for a mother who's passed on. I'm going to give you an idea. How about honoring all young mothers who were dishonored and devalued in our society. Remember how I started the message? How about if we, as the body of Christ, will honor all mothers? I thought of the young mothers in our congregation. And I thought, how many people will come alongside of them and help them? I know family members are doing that for them. I thought of my own daughter, struggling. Her husband left her. She's got a child. She wants to be independent. She wants to have her own life, and yet here she is living with mom and dad. And you know how degrading that can be to a young lady sometimes. We need to come alongside of these young ladies. We need to show them that they are to be respected. They are to be honored. But our society devalues them and dishonors them. We can pray for them. We can offer our support. We can value them. We can show them that they have value. Do we know any young mothers who could use a break? I know some of us do. How about if we visit with them and help them with the laundry or cleaning or cooking? How hard would that be, huh? Or how about offering to babysit so she can have time to rest? Just to take a break. Or maybe offer some safe getaways for the children so that mom and dad can spend some time together. Any of us who've had children know how tough that can be. Congratulate the pregnant women that choose to give life to their children. Yeah, I used to do this all the time. We'd be going through a store and I'd see somebody who's pregnant and I would just say, do you mind if I pray for you? Congratulations. Some people, well, they'd look at me kind of strange. My kids would run. They'd think that was a good thing. Dad's walking up to a stranger. But don't you know, after my daughter had her son, she admitted that it would be nice if somebody would say some kind words to her. And then she realized, and she admitted that she realized why I did that. Why I would just say congratulations to strangers who were pregnant. She recognized how our society devalues and disturbs the image of mothers. Congratulate the young dads who step up to the plate. Hey, Dad, good job. Way to be a man. You didn't run off like so many do. Offer an ear to them when things get tough. This is a sober message, folks, but it's something that we need to hear. We needed to hear it 10 years ago, and we still need to hear it. Maybe more so now than we did 10 years ago. Men can honor moms by sharing our wisdom with new dads. We can come alongside of these new dads, and we can say, look, you know what? I know what you're going through. I've been there. Here's some ideas that might help you. We can make opportunities for fellowship. Men with men, women with women. That's part of the function of the church, is to get people together. We can get men together and come alongside of the young dads. And we can get the women together and come alongside of the young ladies. And these types of activities can be powerful in their rejuvenating effects upon the human souls, the human spirits, and the strengthening of relationships. There's many ways that we can honor our mother by honoring motherhood in all other mothers. Just think about where a mom might need help and then fill in that need. Get into that life. Be a part of the life that needs the help. As I wrap this up, I want you to remember that honoring mothers is a command of God. And it's one that each of us can take an active role in, not a passive role. Honoring moms is a vital part of this Bible that we read, or should be reading. It's a vital part of honoring Almighty God. Honoring mothers is an important part of our national heritage. It's got a long history. We can honor our mothers in many ways that are not maybe conventional, but yet every bit is powerful. Even if our mother's gone on to be with the Lord, we can honor her by honoring all who've chosen to give life to babies. Support ministries like the one that we support here, Life Choices. They provide honest services that guide moms to choose life. Support them. It's a good organization. And remember that honoring mothers is something that we are to do every day, not just some day that we've chosen to call Mother's Day. We've set this day aside for this purpose, but we're to respect our mothers and mothers everywhere, and not just on this day. Know that honoring all mothers everywhere honors Almighty God, because He's the one that chose women to be the vessel to bring all of us into this world. Because He's the giver and sustainer of all life. And that certainly honors Him when we honor the way that He chose to bring life into this world. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord. Though a somber message, I know, Father, that it is right from Your heart. It's right from Your Word. God, as we go forward today, let us find ways to honor moms, not just our own. Let's help us, Lord, to come alongside of young mothers. Help us to come alongside of young fathers. Help us, Father, to do what it is that You would have for us to do in honoring mothers. I pray this in Christ's name, and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. All right, now we're going to sing number 264, In the Garden, number 264. And if you can stand, please stand as we sing number 264.